Hello again, and welcome to another recording of one of the Psalms. As I read today Psalm 72 and pray it, so that you can join in as well. Psalm 72 is one of the royal psalms in the Psalter, psalms that have to do with the king and the kingdom. In it we pray for the coming of God's kingdom. We ask that the king, in this case the king of Israel, will be an agent, an instrument of God's will and bring his blessing to his people. So it's a prayer that we can use in our own day for those in authority, that they be wise, that they be godly, that they would rule on earth with the pattern of God's kingdom before them. Psalm 72. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the son of a king. Then shall he judge your people righteously and your poor with justice. May the mountains bring forth peace, and the little hills righteousness for the people. May he defend the poor among the people, deliver the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another. May he come down like rain upon the mown grass, like the showers that water the earth. In his time shall righteousness flourish, and abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more. May his dominion extend from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. May his foes kneel before him, and his enemies lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall pay tribute. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall bring gifts. All kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall do him service. For he shall deliver the poor that cry out, the needy and those who have no helper. He shall have pity on the weak and poor. He shall preserve the lives of the needy. He shall redeem their lives from oppression and violence, and dear shall their blood be in his sight. Long may he live, unto him may be given gold from Sheba. May prayer be made for him continually, and may they bless him all the day long. May there be abundance of grain on the earth, standing thick upon the hilltops. May its fruit flourish like Lebanon, and its grain grow like the grass of the field. May his name remain for ever, and be established as long as the sun endures. May all nations be blessed in him, and call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wonderful things. And blessed be his glorious name for ever. May all the earth be filled with his glory. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. May your kingdom come, O God, with deliverance for the needy, with peace for the righteous, with overflowing blessing for all nations, with glory, honour and praise for Christ, the only Saviour. Amen.